welcome to Coast Access Radio. This is Ordinary Life with me, Emma Kiriakou, and
me, Kitsy Doyle.
And we're here on a, I don't know what day.
What day was this? We didn't think this far ahead.
No, I didn't. But yes, hello. We are talking about Parkinson's and having fun with it, or not. And we are not medical experts, but we are experts on us, and we know what it's like to live with this thing. And Kitty, have you got something else to say?
What have I got to say? Oh, fun with Parkinson's. We're going to have to rename this at this rate. Hey?
Fun with Parkinson's.
Fun with Parkinson's.
Is it taken off?
It's coming to a radio station near you. We are sponsored by Cover Yours Insurance, who provide personal and business risk insurance to protect you and your family's future. You can contact them on coveryours.co.nz. Absolutely no personal affiliation whatsoever. Honest. Okay, yeah, I work there. So that's coveryours.co.nz. From quote to claim, they're in your corner. And this week we thought we would talk, Emma, every week we come in and we go, what should we talk about?
No,
because
we don't.
We're well organised.
We're planned.
Emma is very well organised and I'm not.
Well, don't say that because then I have to live up to it. this week we thought we'd talk about something that keeps cropping up with us and with me, and that is that from time, I kind of have this rock and hard place situation where
I love the irony of this subject, actually. Just before you tell everybody what it is, the fact that, you know, it's something that is very close to my heart, but also I hate it and I love it all at the same time.
Yeah, well, it's about how you
drum roll.
I feel that I get stuck between this position of feeling like I want people to let me do things and be independent and not like mollycoddle me. And at other times I feel like, why does nobody care that I have Parkinson's? Why do I get not much in the way of, I don't know, the sympathy vote?
You mean like when you went to the airport recently and even though you had sticks and your sunflower lanyard that nobody cares about?
Until I got in the wheelchair, and then it was like,
it wasn't until
royalty.
You were in a wheelchair that anybody gave They're carefully worded,
I didn't get any help until I was really, really visibly disabled because I was in a wheelchair. I had that symbol attached to me, and it's hard because you want to be independent and be able to do stuff for you, but when you feel like things are hard and you don't get much in the way of, compassion.
I must admit, I've just Googled the word disability and I've conveniently spelt it wrong as well, because it's Monday morning here, people. And everything I've got a blind man with a stick. I have a wheelchair. I have a guide dog. I have, and they all seem to have visible markers that they are disabled. There is a picture of somebody with a brain.
But, somebody with a brain.
I think most people have
holding
got brains.
A brain.
Holding a brain. That's too much for me. I kind of know what you mean because, the term invisible disability is being coined, but
I think the hard thing for people like us is that we swing between being very visibly disabled and being completely not disabled. So it makes you feel like when you're in the disabled category that you're not allowed or justified to be there, and when you're in the not disabled category, you feel not allowed or not, not quite.
You feel like
there.
A fraud, don't you? You feel that's because I used to say when I talked about living with Parkinson's, I used to say things like, I look pretty good right now, but I know that I'm in the honeymoon stage.
Yeah.
And it took me a long time to learn that it was okay that I looked all right. And it's actually okay that I can still pass for an inverted commas, normal person, and that people cannot tell that I'm disabled. And then you think, does that mean I am disabled? And of course it does, because if I didn't take my medication, I wouldn't be able to function.
And
it's like, I suppose if we are talking about wheelchairs, if you didn't use your wheelchair, you wouldn't be able to get out and about.
Yeah.
You know, if you sat in a chair, you just look perfectly normal. Nobody apologises for that, though.
No, exactly. And actually, it reminds me of something my son said to me recently, and he was, we were having this big discussion about asking for help or not asking for help, and he said, Mum, if you were in a, you know, if you needed a wheelchair, would you be apologising for needing assistance with something? And, you know, and I was like, no. And he said, well, what's different about how your situation?
Yeah.
And I went, oh, well, yeah, true. What is different?
Yeah.
And it just kind of got me thinking, like, how do I kind of, like, navigate this? How do I kind of, I don't know, snap out of this very unhelpful thought process or pattern? And I kind of thought, how do we keep positive, Kitty?
How do we keep positive?
What do we do? Because it comes back to what we were talking about, you know, like the other week about being positive, and that, you know, is how you choose to live your life. And it's like, okay, so how?
Okay.
It's like laughter, you know, having fun, finding connection.
I don't know. I mean, I've just looked up the definition of disability, if that helps you in any way, shape or form. And it says here, there's a couple of different things. According to from Oxford Language Dictionary, the disability is a physical or mental condition that limits a person's movements, senses or activities. So there you go. So by that, I'd say it's nice and broad, and that's, yeah. And then you've got the disability support services from the government. So it'll probably say nobody's disabled and sorry, not political. Oops, I did not mention. It's just sorry. Definition of disability. The United Nations Convention on the Rights of Persons with Disabilities defines a disability as any long-term physical, mental, intellectual or sensory impairment which, in interaction with various barriers, may hinder the full and effective participation of disabled people in society on an equal basis with others.
Yeah.
That was quite wordy, wasn't it?
It was. I was kind of hearing a lot about, you know, the things that are wrong in you and that stop you from participating in the world. But there has been like a bit of a movement, I think, from some parts of the disabled community to think about things in the way of, like, how does society put the barriers in place of people accessing things?
Yeah, I think I saw an advert somewhere and they were saying, who is it who makes these decisions and says that everything's okay?
Yeah.
Because if you're blind, you can't read signs easily.
Yeah.
And, that was it. It was a sighted person went into a building and they handed him a document and it's all in Braille.
Oh.
And he said, I can't read that.
Yeah.
And he's like, why not?
Yeah. Is that because, like, learning Braille is a whole other language and you have to be able to...
No, it was things like looking at things from a different point of view.
Yeah.
So if the world were built for disabled people instead of able-bodied people...
Yeah.
You know why can't you...
Right,
you know,
yeah.
Yeah, why can't you read this document in Braille? What's your problem? You know, do you know what I mean?
And
why can't you hear, you know, why can't you use sign language?
So it should, it's coming at it from how do we make things accessible rather
for
than...
For everyone instead of just the able-bodied people.
There's a lot of pushback, isn't there, from various places around that, like... No, we can't spend the money on making things making things really accessible because it costs a lot of money to make it accessible for everyone.
I mean,
you know?
Who cares, right?
Yeah.
I mean, just a few people with disabilities.
It turns out lots of people care.
But you said the subject was people don't care, Emma.
I know, but...
You're digressing again.
It turns out there's a diversity of thought, isn't there?
Welcome to Ordinary Life, where we discuss serious subjects in a very well-planned, thought-out manner.
But that's the thing, eh? Life's messy, You know, yes, it is. We're messy. Deal with it. But you had some good experiences of a similar thing recently, didn't you? Do you want to talk about that?
With what?
With you know, being vulnerable in public and
being vulnerable in public
and how it got you some good.
Well,
you know.
Yeah, I recently did a talk at a business conference, also available for booking. I talked about the resilience in business, but obviously, as part of that, I hadn't actually told anyone that I had Parkinson's. And about halfway through the speech, I described going to the doctor because I was, thought there was something wrong. And when I said the words, and they told me I had Parkinson's disease, you could feel this shock reverberate around the entire room. And, people couldn't quite believe that I'd managed to do so much. And I talked about the fact that you have no choice but to deal with things. So you just have to deal with it. Because the alternative is actually pretty damn bleak.
Yeah.
Because it is.
Yeah.
But the things people were saying to me were, but I, how can you cope with the fact that you have this awful disease? And I wouldn't have known. And I said, well, no, because you cover it up because that's what you're taught to do.
Yeah.
Although I also said I was told to not tell anyone that I had Parkinson's because I would be judged. So naturally, I told everyone. But it was really weird because they just, they didn't treat me differently.
Yeah.
But there was this kind of air of, oh. And you don't quite know how to react to that because, of course, I've been able-bodied and I've been not disabled and now I am. And you really see it from a different point of view, don't you?
Yeah. I really kind of, I get that kind of, problem too, because I'm the same. I started off life believing I was normal, at least trying really hard to kind of be normal like everyone else. But I think that's the power of being vulnerable and telling people about your what you're actually affliction. Dealing with affliction.
Well, I mean, what have you learned though? Because I know I met somebody recently and they said, it's actually after the conference, I was chatting to a lady. And another lady came up and she said that she was going to go sit down and meet us in a moment. And off she trotted. And then this lady number one turns to me and said, oh, actually, she's ill as well, you know.
Mm.
And I said, oh. So I ended up sitting next to her a bit later on. And I did say, hey, for full disclosure, you have been outed as being sick by your friend. And she just started laughing and I said, I'm really sorry. I said, it's none of my business. And if you don't want to tell me, that's fine. But I just thought I should tell you if it makes you feel more comfortable. maybe she had medication to take or whatever. And then she said, oh, no, it's OK. And told me about the issue that they had. But the other thing is if somebody tells me that they're disabled or if they have clearly had something wrong, I've learned to go up to them and say, are you okay? Can I help? Do you mind if I ask what's wrong? When they tell you they have insert long name of indescribable medical thing here, I instead of going, oh, I just say, oh, I don't know what that is. Would you mind explaining it to me?
Yeah,
that's the one I was searching for.
That's a great learning, yeah. I was just thinking to myself as you were telling that story that the things that I have learned, the thing that I had learned is kind of similar. It's that you can't control how someone's going to react to your thing. Like, so if I say, oh, I've got Parkinson's, like I did the other week, to a couple of people who are helping me, assisting me walk, and when they went, oh, that bummer, and I went, oh, okay. My thing is what I can control, so I can just not let that not take that on as kind of a bummer for me, and just kind of roll with it and try and implement in the future what you were saying, like,
because you don't want it to become part of who you, I mean, it is part of who you are, because you can't chase that off, you know.
Yeah,
you can't shake that. It's always going to be there, unfortunately. But what you can do is not be defined by it.
Yeah,
that's what I think.
Yeah,
it's like you are so much more than part, you know, you're Emma Curry, you know, and I'm Kitty, and
yeah,
we are so much more than this horrible disease.
Exactly. And even though we talk about it a lot, well, I don't think about it a lot, not in the course of the day. I'm not constantly going,
I think
I've
we're
got
quite
Parkinson's.
Lucky that we can talk about it.
Yeah. Yeah.
You lucky people getting to hear all of this every week.
But it's very necessary, I think, for us. Like, it's very, very, very helpful for people with chronic illness to be able to talk to other people with chronic illness and kind of just, you know, get that love and support.
Yeah, and what advice would you have to people who don't have a chronic illness who for some inexplicable reason still want to listen to us? It's all about laughing. And
well,
going,
yeah.
Isn't Parkinson's awful? Yeah.
Have a laugh about it. I think if you do, when you do come across people in your lives who have something that they're struggling with, that you endeavour to remember, you know, to say, well, I don't know anything about that, if you don't, and to say, can you tell me about that? And if you don't want to, that's fine.
I think one final thought that I would like to mention is the best thing, not that there's anything good about having Parkinson's at all, because it isn't, but the nice thing that happens to me sometimes now that didn't is people are constantly telling me I'm very young, which I really like. And at some point, I'm going to be old enough to have Parkinson's, and that will be quite depressing.
Yeah. There you go. Get Parkinson's young. It makes you feel young.
Hot tip, everyone. Oh, well, thank you so much for joining, for coming in and recording another Ordinary Life.
Yes, just another episode of Ordinary Life with me, Emma Kiriakou.
And me, Kitty Doyle, and sponsored by Cover Yours Insurance. From quote to claim, they're in your corner. That's coveryours.co.nz.
We'll see you again next time.
Ka kite anō.
This program was made with assistance from New Zealand On Air for radio broadcast and through the accessmedia.nz website. Thank you, New Zealand On Air.